Hello, I'm Pauline Jennings. Welcome to Musician Talk. Today is my second in a periodic series of catch-up episodes. This week, we check in with Gao Hong to see what she's been up to since she was on episode 32. This is episode 85. And there is a lot, including a creative and diverse concert at the Ordway to celebrate Gao's 50 years of making music. And the mayor of St. Paul honored her by naming the day of the Ordway concert Gao Hong Day. She's also received more gold medals and awards for her music, created compositions for multiple commissions, performed around the world, taught, toured, recorded an album, and unbelievably so much more. Let's get some details. It's time to talk with Gao Hong. Welcome, Gao, back to Musician Talk. I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule getting ready for your upcoming tour.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's such a great pleasure talking with you again.
Oh, you too. And I wanted to catch up with you because when I watch your Facebook feed, that you have so much going on, incredible things going on, innovative, creative things that I think everybody would want to see and go to. So I thought it's a really good time to catch up with you and see what you've been doing and let people know what you've been doing, including this big, huge Ordway concert that was in honor of you that I want to talk to you about. So let's just dig in. Tell us some of the highlights of the past year since you've been on.
The Ordway concert was 2022, okay. April 3rd. That was celebrating my 50th years playing the Chinese pipa. And I was very lucky even get a letter from Senator Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith, and I also get a permission from St. Paul Mayor on April 3rd, 2022. It's a Gao Hong Day. Can you imagine that? Yeah, it's the most amazing honor I ever even dream of. So that was to celebrate my 50th years playing the pipa. But this year, I have today, March 24, is my newest album worldwide release by the Naxos ARC Music in the UK.
So this is a new album that you just finished and is out now.
Yeah, today, actually, wow. The worldwide release. And there was a very, very cool story. I think your audience will love to hear it.
Please.
I always fascinated about Cora because since I first came to Carlton a few years ago, I heard the Cora in person for the first time. I said, oh my gosh, I could hear pipa in it. So I've been fascinated in the past 10 years. So last summer, my daughter working at London, and I visited her. Before I go, I said, I know the ARC, the music label, has published the 4 albums in the past 5 years. It's absolutely unbelievable support of my music. So I asked the CEO, I say, I know you have a wonderful Cora player. Would you mind to introduce me to meet the person? I just want to learn to hear in person.
Can I stop you there for just a second, just to explain what the Cora is?
Okay.
Yes, because I didn't know. I saw him playing it and I had to look it up. And it's really a cool instrument.
So the Cora is one of the 21 strings from the West Africa.
Okay.
It's just like a harp, but it has a very different color. And they play a lot of rhythm. So that on the bridge, both sides you can play.
Oh,
so
wow.
One side you can play rhythm, one side you can play the melody, or you can play both on each side. You know, African music is always rhythm, so why. And really, really fascinated about that. So when I went to UK, I got 3 referrals. One's from the CEO ARC music label, one's from the Soundline magazine from the UK, the It's like a Rolling Stone for world music.
Nice.
The reviewer credits introduce, and there is a Chinese scholar. Three of them all went to tell me to meet Kejali Koyati. So I was very excited. He is a teacher at SOAS, is SOAS, London University. He teaching Cora there.
And where's that?
It's in London. It's called University of London. While we're thinking about to meet each other, suddenly the CEO of ARC said, I have a better idea, because she knew I always improvise. He said, how about we reserve 5 hours in London to recording? So we basically even didn't know what the music would be. We already committed to release the new album. Do you believe that?
You hadn't met him yet, and you agreed to do an album with him.
Yeah, we haven't met. We even don't know how the people that Cora sound would be.
Right.
So they were so brave. They're so, bold idea. So we kind of met for Zoom before I went to UK. So I listened to the Cora music, and he listened to my music. So we talk about it. I said, there's no way we can write music because they don't read music anyway. So let's do an improvisation. That's all decided.
Wow.
So then 2 days before we went to the studio, so we went to the university at SOAS to meet for the first time. We just talked through, listen to each other, what kind of music. About 1 hour, we decided, yeah, we have to do this everything in the studio.
Amazing.
So we went to the studio on Thursday. Here it is. So even the ARC manager was there, say, and the recorder, the engineer just said, how this works? So when we first ever play, it's called the Cora Meets Pipa. We surprise ourselves. We play on the spot. We play on the spot. Everybody looks, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Doesn't feel like any awkward. Feel like it's supposed to be there forever, It just is so cool. Then we did other ones called the House of Friendship, which means friendship. That's the based on the Africa, West Africa, kind of like a folk tone, but I add everything. So we kind of give people each other a room. You just listen to what you do. Then I in charge for, based on my interpretation of Chinese music, he come in. And I did a four improvisation with him, whatever he bring in his idea. We also introduce our pipa and the kora by playing a solo. I did the live composition on the spot, just one take.
Oh,
everything, of course.
I was just going to ask you, it was a live one. It was live on the spot. You just came up with it, improv, to record. And, did you have to punch in at all? No, it was one take.
We can punch in.
I suppose.
Because when you improvise, there is no chance to let's repeat it. Each time we will be different.
Right. That's the nature of the improv.
Yeah.
Wow. So have Cora and Pipa been ever recorded together before?
Probably will be the first one.
Yes.
We won 2 gold medals from the Global Music Award.
Wow.
For the best duo and the best instrumentalist.
Oh, congratulations.
So that's even before we released that, we were already on the chart called the Trans Global chart for the world music top 40. We already, it's not to say who play more, it's actually from 45 countries expert to vote.
Wow.
So we were very, very lucky.
Well, yeah, there's some luck there, I suppose, but it's talent. It's talent that gets you there, right?
Yes.
Well, that is incredible. And so what's the name of the new album?
It's called Terrykunda. It's T-E-R-R-Y. Kunda is K-U-N-D-A. That means House of Friendship.
Got it. Tira
If you
Kunda.
go to today, you can go to Amazon, you can go to a Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, you can download many, many food platforms. But just looking for Gao Hong and Cora and the Peapod, you probably will easily find it.
And I encourage people to go to YouTube to watch. You can put in House of Friendship, because then you can see the Pipa and the Cora and see how you guys give each other space. Because you can hear it, but it's really fun to watch how you are looking at each other and how you're interacting with your bodies and all that as well.
That was the single. We released the single too. So that was the single. And again, that's just on the spot. We have to. You can edit it. Was the video and the recording just a little slightly different.
Wow. And so the compositions that you did, the solos, and then for the improvisation, you would have a piece that you would start that you already had pretty much composed in your head, and then he would improvise along with it? Or was everything improvised in the moment?
So everything improvised on the moment. But he has four from his composition. So I just on the spot come in without a talk. Just listen.
just discussing it.
just no discussing. There's no way we can discuss it. Actually, I did two was totally on the spot. One is called Between Stars. I said, let's do something with just totally free. So think about it like the space of the universal. The world so big. Let's meet like a two of stars in the sky. We never see each other. Here we cross it. Here we have a conversation. That was a totally no anything. Then the other two, I picked one is called the Song of the Love. It's based on folk tone. I only use the 16 major of the melody, then we develop it.
And then you go from there. You take off from
then
there.
The other one, otherwise it's called the Sunrise. Same thing. I just use owning that melody started, then go on to our own. Then,
That is incredible.
Totally on the spot. His music for me is the first time to hear. The challenge was, I said, what? What's the rhythm? Okay, here, most of the time I play with a wood artist, with a sitar, we have a strong melodies. Here, he always have this backdrop of the rhythm. I have to think about how to fit in to the Chinese pipa. Chinese pipa is like an Asian butterfly. The melody goes through it. So here, suddenly I have no melody with me. I said, okay, I have to create something. Then he heard me to do a 5 pentatonic scale. Even his 21 strings are harder to play, but he was able to play 5 pentatonic scale with me.
Had he ever done that before?
He's the first time he ever played with pipa.
That is wonderful. Let's just go ahead and dig into this song and take a listen to it. This is my guest today, Gao Hong, improvising with Kujali Kyati on their new album called House of Friendship. And this is the title track called House of Friendship. And it is improvised, folks, in one take. So let's take a listen to that right now. Jennings, and you're listening to Musician Talk. You just heard House of Friendship featuring my guest today, Gao Hong on the pipa, as well as Kudali Kiati playing the kora. And I want people to go and look at that instrument. It is such a cool thing. It's got a round, wooden round sphere on the bottom, and then on top, it's like a harp. And he sings during this composition. And his voice is so pleasingly haunting, I guess I would say, right?
I think so. I love that. I wish we have more singing because that's the only track with the voice.
I'm glad we picked that one because it really adds another layer, doesn't it?
Yes.
When you guys are playing together particularly, it sounds like way more than two instruments.
Yeah. I mean, we have 25 strings, right?
That's right. And how you are able to play all those is amazing. And it does sound like there's more than two instruments there. So, wow. Your technical chops, both of you, is just astounding.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we talked about improv on this album, but how about compositions? You write quite a bit. So what's your process for composing music?
That's a wonderful question. For me, in the very beginning, I was just a pipa player. Mm-hmm. But after I came to America, I realized a lot of music, they don't have enough space for the Chinese music to play a solo. When I first came, they only gave me 10 minutes to play. But in these 10 minutes, if I play one style, which means very, very calm in the Chinese pipa repertoire, I will miss the colorful pipa. Mm-hmm. If I play the very, very flashing, you know, with a fast stroke, they will miss the beauty of a pipa. So I decided to write my first composition, Flying Dragon, based on my own story of flying Dragon is my year of the I was born. Since 1997, I started composing. And first, the beginning just for pipa, because I play pipa. Then later, I started writing for choir, read for string quartet, for piano trio. During the pandemic, I was very, very lucky. I got 4 commissions for orchestra, for pipa concerto. Yeah, and one including the Minnesota Orchestra. And I'm very excited about looking forward to the April 29th to celebrate the Civic Orchestra of Minneapolis' 70th years. They commissioned me to write a pipa concerto. So we're supposed to be premiered March 5th, but because of the pandemic, the COVID, we had 11 players had a COVID.
Had
delayed. So the April 29th will be the world premiere. Then the other thing I got to tell you is the most amazing, rewarding is the Minnesota Symphonia commissioned me to write an overture. I never wrote overture, but they just say, okay, this is write something. Give me by May 1st. That was March 2021. I wrote that in 10 days. Just 10 days. I sent it in. They did a world premiere from 2021 October until today. We already have 10 orchestra played the piece.
10 orchestras have played this overture that you didn't even know that you could write.
Yeah, including a concert in Carnegie Hall. Last December in Carnegie Hall. Now we have more scheduled for this piece. So that was a very, very rewarding. That's the first time I went to Maryland on our town without a pipa as a pure composer. Wow. That was a milestone.
Oh my Thank goodness, you are so, I don't know how you fit all this in. I guess you do when you write an overture in 10 days, which is just amazing.
Now I just made a brand new for our Carlton band, symphony band, to change the overture to band and the Carlton Chinese Music Ensemble to perform on May 21st.
Oh, wonderful. May 21st, the Carlton, which group?
Carlton Symphony Band.
Okay, the Carlton
and Symphony. The Carlton Chinese Music Ensemble will add a few soloists.
Got it. So in this music that you compose, do you incorporate Chinese instruments as a matter of course or not necessarily?
I do. Some of the course, some of the just elements give the little Chinese flavor there.
It also gives, because I have to imagine in the Western world, there isn't much, many compositions for people that play pipa or other traditionally Chinese instruments. So you're giving those students and those professionals a chance to really play their instrument and have solos and have their spot in the sun.
Yes, yes, yes. I think right now is I trying to use Chinese instrument as solos or color. I always like to do a new concept. I think probably I'm the only crazy person ever done that. Is I will write down every part for the orchestra, like the premiere in April 29, all the Civic Symphony of Minneapolis have every part they have. Wow. But my pipa part, I leave a bigger room. I would like to improvise. This way, if the person come to see my world premiere of the pipa concerto today, next time you go see second time will be very different. So I want to bring the fresh air because I love improvise. When I improvise, I feel like my heart is more with the audience. The audience is watching me to create on the spot. I think it has a better connection. So we feel the music at the same time. So that's my new concept. I don't think anybody ever done that yet.
Right. I love the idea of, particularly for student groups, for these kids to learn how to improvise, because it just makes you such a better musician to be able to do that.
Yes, I found out when I started to improvise, I really helped my from understand the music, composing, playing. So that's why I train all my Chinese music ensemble at the Carlton and the Global Music Ensemble to be part of how to improvise.
If you're playing a song from a different country, are the rules for improvising different?
Very, very different because of the scale different. Example, when I play with raga, with Indian, you cannot play five pentatonic scale. And then when you play with the Arabic oud player, they're quarter tone. Here's
Nice.
what I do is every time I collab with the different artists from different culture, I will find out what's the differences, their music, what's their specialty, what's their characters, what's their scale, what's their mood. Then I will find out the one is not in the Chinese music. That's the one I wanted to make sure I learn and listen. At the same time, when I play back, I don't play exactly like them. If I play bluegrass exactly like a banjo, I don't think a banjo player wanted me there because they have a better banjo player than me.
already have a
Oh.
banjo, right?
Yeah, so I said I needed to bring my personality there. My identity there. So I integrated my Chinese people techniques with the Chinese melody flavor or Chinese concept. So I think that's called collaboration rather than you play yours, I play mine on the same stage. That's
Right.
not a collaboration. So that's the reason every time I play with other culture, people always say, wow, the music is so natural. We don't feel odd. I think that's my goal is to how to blending in
Oh, nice.
rather than to show off each other. I don't think that's the idea
Right.
for collaboration.
It's
Yeah.
about the music, not about the ego.
Yes. When I play with musicians, I was very lucky with all the wonderful musicians, but none of them we ever saw that were competing. We
Right.
always thought of how we listen to each other,
Yes.
how we make this music better. It's so rewarding. I can't express how much I appreciate that.
And you give space to each other. So there's
Yes.
a generosity about it as well,
Exactly. Yeah.
that you give space to the other person. And I really, you really see this in speaking in tongues, which we're going to listen to a song from that group next. And again, it's so rewarding to watch you guys play together because the body language and how you're listening, you can just see the whole body is listening. You can see it, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
It feels to me that people can be played in so many different ways and styles. You can get so much emotion out of that instrument, it seems to me.
Exactly. Actually, people, everybody, if you just heard this, people on radio, I remember first year I came to America, somebody said, how many people, how many strings? I said, four. Oh, I thought it was a 20. So it's very people have over 100 different techniques on both so together. So the left hand is extremely impressed, very emotional, especially the style I'm playing. It's called the Pudong style. My teacher is the sixth generation of the best musician one-on-one pass on. So I was the only students ever recording a CD with him.
Wow.
And so I use a lot of left hand to express my feelings, a lot of right hand to give you all the texture of the pipa techniques.
And the right hand you use to, or on the strings you use to strum and pick, and the left hand is the one doing the, I don't know,
Press the, yeah,
depressing the
kind of
note.
like you're pressing on the guitar.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of rubatos and many different way you can put the string underneath the string to make a sounds like a percussion sound. You can make a Chinese people talking. You can make a horse trotting. You can
Wow.
hear water. But it's really a fun instrument.
And that's all done with changes that you make on your left hand. And
Yes.
then you add what you're doing with your right, and I can see how there's
Yes.
so many iterations of different sounds and feelings you can get from that
Yes.
instrument.
Yes.
Wonderful. So let's move on to our quote, and this is by Molière, and here it is. All the disorders, all the wars which we see in the world only occur because of the neglect to learn music. I love that.
I love that. You know why I love this so much? Was 1987 when I first time collaborated with my first cross cultural with a sitar player, Shubhendra Rao, who is a Ravi Shankar's best student. He lived with Ravi Shankar for 15 years.
Wow.
The first time we ever collaborated, and we even couldn't find a common ground because we didn't know what's going on. But after 3 days, we finally found the common ground. We posted this YouTube, had thousands and thousands of people watching it, including Ravi Shankar. Called him, say that's one of the best collaboration with sitar. And he was so excited. He said that's more than I win a Grammy. But anyway,
wow.
After we posted that, if you look back, it's called Moaning. If you look at the people who wrote it, some of so touching. Wonderful quote, I never forget it. They said, to see three people, that was 1997. Can you imagine a Chinese pipa, Indian sitar with American tabla on the stage and play this beautiful melody? Then they said, by looking this on the stage, I hope, at that time we had a war in Iraq.
Right.
They said, just by looking that, I wish it's more of a music rather than war. So exactly the quote you will quote, and many of them say, I wish we can use this music, can bring peace together.
Yes.
Everybody wrote that, so many of them. I still remember when I did the Asia Fusion concert 2008. There was one person, lady came to me. They said, Gao Hong, if you could let them play so beautifully, why just talk to the people, stop the war? That's right. That's what the lady believe I could use music to bring peace. So that's why I love the quote. If everybody not to fight, not to use the war, let's use music to communicate. Let's use music to make peace. That will be our ideal world, don't you think?
I totally think. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I think of kids growing up and learning music and the things that it teaches you about community and about collaboration and about acceptance and about risk taking and about being vulnerable and about trusting people. All those things that you learn as a musician that would help a person or inspire them not to want to go to war, to make music instead.
Exactly.
It just seems like it gives them the tools to avoid war.
By the way, I really, really want to emphasize on April 13, I'm going to bring this incredible musician, the superstar, the Zither player who won the Emmy Award. He played with Yo-Yo Ma, Kono Quartet. She's come from San Francisco. I also bring an amazing Kudo player from Japan who played with Perman, with Yo-Yo Ma, and beautiful Japanese Kudo, unbelievable. Of course, Kijali and Koyati is come from London. He will join with me. And I also met a Venezuela harpist, unbelievable. Beautiful. So we have three continents here.
Wow.
So, and all superstars. Every one of them, you will be shocked just by themselves. Now we're going to play together, called the Asia Fusion, Gao Hong and the Friends in the McPhill Center for the Arts at 7 p.m.
After we're done talking, I'm going to try to get tickets. And that's Thursday, April 13th, 7 to 8:30 at McPhill Center for Music. And it's this Asian fusion group that Gao's put together that to hear you talk about it, I don't know anybody who wouldn't want to go. It sounds absolutely fabulous. Another concert you have on the same day, but at noon, is a Schubert Club concert courtroom concert. How interesting. And this is you with speaking in tongues. And the reason I bring that up is because the next song we're going to hear is Speaking in Tongues, which is you, Soa Mensa on percussion, Enrique Toussaint on bass, Mark Anderson on percussion, and you on the pipa.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah.
Guess what? 25 years ago, our first concert is in Northfield.
And all of these people are musicians at the top of their game. They're all just incredible musicians. And this next song we're going to hear is Quiet Forest, Flowing Stream. This is one of your compositions?
Yes. This version actually was traveled all over the America with the Science Museum.
Oh,
nature
really?
Song. Yeah. They use our music. They see if they could use it. I said, sure, it's no problem.
Yeah.
So this is really nature. It's so cool. And so I use the water. I tell him, use this water, like a real water was flowing.
I
just
that.
Love
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Into a bowl, a big, yes, it wasn't a recorded sound. It was actual water being poured from one container to another. And this song, I think it certainly takes you on a journey, and a journey in nature. And you can feel the river. It's when you get to the rapids, you know you're at the rapids. And when there's a waterfall, you can hear.
Exactly.
You got it. And then you get to the bottom of the waterfall, and it's just clear, calm water that you're just, you know, luxuriating in.
It's, wow, you really understood exactly what I was thinking. That's exactly what I wrote about it. Thank
good,
you.
Good. I want people, when they listen to this, to listen to the space that you guys give each other and that you don't feel that you need to fill. Well, let's take a listen to Speaking in Tongues, play Quiet Forest, A Flowing Stream, a composition by my guest today, Gao Hong, and she is playing pipa on this.
Thank you.
This is Musician Talk, and I'm your host, Pauline Jennings. My guest today is Gao Hong, the pipa player in the group Speaking in Tongues, who you just heard perform Gao's original composition called Quiet Forest, Flowing Stream. Again, the notes all I have here is first of all, effortless, all of you. Effortless. It looks just so easy to do what you're doing, and I know it's not. I totally know it's not. And the journey, it just takes you on a epic journey emotionally and also just almost physically as well. So you have a tour coming up, and I'm so thankful again for you squeezing in this interview before you left town. What's it like when you go on tour? What are your biggest challenges and joys for touring?
Oh my gosh, my biggest challenge is how can get my people on the airplane?
Oh no, why? What happens?
In the 29 years I'm in America, I broken three people by three different airlines. Three times they wouldn't let me bring on, three times they broken, which means 100% it's broken. One time, guess what? The pilot even put my people in the pilot pit, and they even made me
In
to
the
sit on
cockpit.
the. But I gotta tell you, I just came back 2 weeks ago from University of Northern Colorado. That's the first time, probably the first one in the world, I order a special pipa. The head you can take off.
Okay.
So then, when you get it to the destination, you put the head up. I'm
Nice.
so lucky. Now, from now on, I won't be worried about if my people can get on the airplane or not. Or I don't have to
Right.
begging people anymore.
Not only that you break a valuable, loved instrument, but you also get to your gig without an instrument.
Exactly. One time I
Oh.
was in Kentucky. So when I got off, they forgot my people in Chicago. So they
Oh,
had to
no.
send a special charter airplane to come in. Guess what I did? I used a 3M duct tape. I literally used a duct tape
Oh.
to get everything, because when they bring to send me about 20 minutes before my concert is for convocation, 20 minutes I find out my people head was off. So
Uh-oh.
I had to use a duct tape to wrap it all together without toning the entire whole concert.
Oh.
So the funniest story is that after that, there are quite a lot of Chinese students there. We had a reception. They said, "Gao Lao Shi," which means teacher Gao, "you're a pretty well-established, famous pipa player. Why you bring a broken pipa?" I said,
Why
"It's
are you
not, I
bringing a pipa that's
wanted
held
to."
together by duct tape? What?
Yeah, so why you bring a broken pipa? I said,
Oh,
"Sorry, it's not what I wanted to. That was broken before I can play it." So
right.
that's some funny story when I'm on tour. The
Yeah.
biggest challenge is the pipa.
And so we still managed to get worse gig in there because that sounds pretty awful, pretty
Oh my
scary.
gosh, I don't understand what I can do without the pipa. I cannot sing.
Oh, it's such an honor to have you on here. And what I want to talk about last year to wrap up is where people can find your new album. You already mentioned that House of Friendship and probably the rest of the album is already streaming on all the services,
Yes,
or
today.
okay. So that's on all streaming services as well as YouTube if you want to see Gao play. There are these dates, the noon to one at Landmark Center on April 13th. The big one that Gao really would love us to go to and sounds so incredible as an Asian fusion concert, Thursday, April 13th at 7 o'clock at McPhail. And
My
it's
world premiere on the April 29th for the Pipa Concerto at Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd
okay.
at Minneapolis. And also, Pauline, you wouldn't believe what I will do.
What?
I'm going to play with Minnesota Symphonia on Vivaldi Four Seasons on the Pipa.
Vivaldi Four Seasons concert on the pipa. Wow.
It's the first ever. I was so
Yes.
stressed. I had to practice 25 hours a day to get pull this together.
Your hair out, folks. Wow. And when is this? When is this
That's
concert?
April 21st and April 22nd. Free. Also, I'm dreamy scared.
Oh,
Okay,
you're gonna be
let me
great. And
show you.
it's interesting to see such a world-class player get so freaked out about having to play, learn new music and play music because you just think that you'd be able to just, knock it out just like that. And that just shows you, you're always learning, aren't you? No matter how good
Oh
you
my
are.
God, this is like a brand new thing for me. I'm so scared. Okay, it's Friday, April 21st. Then at the first Covenant Church, 7 p.m. Yeah, on Saturday, April 22nd, is in Holy Cross Catholic church, 2 p.m.
And do you have a website people could go to if they didn't have a pencil to write all this down?
Yeah, go to my website, just click upcoming concert.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, ChinesePeapod.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And it was great to catch up and hear what you've been doing. And we're going to have to do this again next year. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Many, many thanks to Gao for sharing her stories and music with us today. Thanks always to Wendy Nordquist and to you, dear listener, for tuning in to Musician Talk on the One, KYMN. I hope you have a wonderful day.